October 11th, 2021. For Krima Media in Johannesburg, I'm Sane Dlamini, making headlines. A third of all South African adults have received at least one jab. Appeal court dismisses Public Protector's Rogue Unit report challenge. And Tunisian Prime Minister names new government amid crisis. About a third of all adults in South Africa have received at least one COVID-19 vaccination dose. According to the Department of Health, over 19 million vaccines have been administered to 33% of the total adult population. To date, almost 10 million people are fully vaccinated. The department said more than 1.1 million people received their vaccines over the last week. Public Protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane isn't happy about the Supreme Court of Appeal's refusal to consider her challenge to the invalidation of her SARS Rogue Unit report and is fighting for the court to reconsider that decision. On Friday, Mkhwebane filed a 166-page application for reconsideration of the appeal court's dismissal of her latest effort to defend her Rogue Unit report. High Court judges found that Mkhwebane's conclusion that Pravin Gordhan had established an illegal unit as SARS was without foundation, particularly as this conclusion is based on discredited reports and unsubstantiated facts. Tunisia named a new government 11 weeks after President Kais Saied ousted the prime minister and suspended parliament to assume near total control in moves that his critics call a coup. Prime Minister Najila Bouden, appointed by Saied last month, said the government's main priority will be tackling corruption and restoring hope. The appointment of a government has long been demanded by both domestic political figures and foreign donors, along with a clear declaration by Saied of a timeline to exit the crisis. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at PolitiZA.
For free access to legislation, speeches, and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Krima Media's news and information website. Polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.